From the Eiris HaTorah, one of the longest Se'ifim in the Sefer is Perek Ches Se'if Hey. We're on page Mem Beis. If I were to Chaza, then it would be, take the same hour that it took last week. It's very hard to say at times. But the Inyan, of course, that the Tzaddik is talking about, the learning, is that when it comes to reaching Shlemus in Ruchnius, Unlike in secular matters, where the emtsayim, the means to get to the end, are of themselves insignificant, lacking in importance and intrinsic value, and everybody is only excited by the goal of reaching that Tachlis, that Shleimus. But when it comes to the Shleimus of being a Jew, if a person is not Dovuk, does not become Dovuk to the Emtsoim, to the means of reaching the end, then he's never going to get to that place. And if he becomes completely immersed in the Tachlis, in the end, along the way, his entire life will be filled with dimyonis, with delusion. We spoke about this by Arichas. And therefore, when it comes to learning Torah, even though the Tachlis is the Tzad Ha'iyuni, is the deeper study of Pnimius HaTorah, which contains the light of the Shleimus, of all that we work for, to come to that Madrega of Shleimus. And that's the Ikir of Cook says, which is Meroimim as a Nefesh, that uplifts the soul. However, one must constantly be focused on the learning of all the Prate Pratim of Halacha, of Torah. And this is how Rav Cook explains the fact, one of the interesting things in Torah that all the Mefarshim, all the Rishonim talk about, is the fact that we don't see that in Torah Shebechsav, we don't see that in Chumash, that the Tzad Ha'iyuni, that inner light of Torah, Olam Haba, Tchis HaMesim, Mashiach, we don't see that the Torah talks openly about these matters. But rather, the Torah is focused on the Emtzoyim, on getting to the Shleimus. And Rav Kook is explaining, and this is what we're up to, that when it comes to the bigger picture, to the Tachlis, when it comes to Mashiach and Tchias HaMesim and all of that, when it comes to Dveikus Bashem, there it's natural for each person to feel, for everybody to feel, the great exalted nature of the Tachlis. But it's also very natural for people to neglect the means that must be taken, that are necessary to get to the Tachlis. And because of that, the Torah does not focus at all, in any kind of an open, revealed way, on that Shleimus, on that Tachlis. Only Psukim and Ramazim here and there, hints here and there. But for the most part, the Torah is addressing the everyday practical tzad of life. Rav Kook explains on Mem Beis, the third line, just to review a second that line, V'gam adimin lo yachlok el erech etzem atachlis shel shleimus. One's imagination has no issues, no problems with that side of the tachlis and the shleimus. People who are just starting off in Yiddishkeit are fascinated by Mashiach and by Gilgulim and all kinds of spiritual things. The Tzad HaDimyon of the person is alive and well and very, very much excited by all of the ideas of what's going to be at the Tachlis. So the Dimyon Layachak Erech Etzem HaTachlis Shal HaShleim is Kimal Emtsoim. When it comes to the Emtsoim, when it comes to the hard work, the means of getting to the Tachlis, there the Dimyon, there one's imagination, the Dimyon, is not particularly thrilled. It's not excited. It doesn't find that particularly interesting Mitoich cheson hasagosai, vehefsed svarosai, there's a very great danger that mitoich chesaron or cheson hasagosai, because of a person's lack of understanding, vehefsed svaroso, and a mistaken way of thinking, the person can come to the conclusion, she'efsha lahosig is a tachlis gambil odom. That it's possible to get to the tachlis without all of these things. You can get to the tachlis without davening three times a day. You can get to the tachlis without hilchas muktze and hilchas chalamayim. You can get to the tachlis without all of these things. This is a mistake. And the Torah, of course, understands the mentality of a person. And therefore, Virak Hahiro HaElyona. And therefore, it had to come down from Shemayim in such a way, through the Hahiro HaElyona, through that teaching from above, the guidance that Hashem gives us from above, where Hashem knows who we are and what we are. He created us. And Rak HaHiro HaElyona HaMevareres UMuskelos. HaMevareres UMuskelos, that's clear. and completely rational. So Hashem knows that through that HaHiro HaElyona Tzrich HaLahamid Al HaEmes Shel HaChreich Yus HaEmsoi, that it was necessary to establish the truth of the necessity, of the absolute necessity, of the emtsayim, of the means to get to the end. The Moshul, all the Svarim, Rav Tzadok HaKohen in many places, speaks about Sefer Bereishis being the Sefer Derech Eretz. Sefer Yosher Chazal Kol, Sefer Derech Eretz. And Derech Eretz is Kadma L'Torah. And through this, and through the Maisim of the Ovis Nimos and the Shvatim, we learn what Derech Eretz is. And then we can be Mekabel the Torah in Sefer Shmais. The Shabbos before Shavuos is called in the Svarim by two names. It's called Shabbos Kala, and it's called Shabbos Derech Eretz. But the Chassidim is called Shabbos Derech Eretz. Shabbos Derech Eretz. Because Shavuos is Torah, and Derech Eretz is Kadma L'Torah. It's called Shabbos Derech Eretz. I spoke about this a little bit last Shabbos by Pirkei Avos. We were talking about the Inyan of Shalom. And in that Midah of Shalom, I was explaining how it's very easy and for people with great minds and great depth for them to pay less attention to the Inyan of Shalom between one person and another person, because a person that has such oimik, by nature, is more of a Baal Shita, and Baal Shita tend to have more problems with Derech Eretz. For simple people who their entire life is very, very poshut and very grounded in simple things between one person and another person, you'll more often find, I don't know if it's nice to say, but it's easier in many ways to find Derech Eretz by simple people. Even Lahavdil by Goy. You go drive place, you go out of town, to find the friendliness of Derech Eretz, a willingness to help. I don't want to make any ketrugim on you. So you find that it's a very easy thing for Pshutim to be Isaac in Derech Eretz. For Pshutim to be Isaac. Because why? Because the whole world is Eretz. It's Eretzius. So they're very mekusha to inyonim of Derech Eretz. Simple people are naturally very mekusha to Derech Eretz. It's a tev of a mensch to be that way. When a person gets more complicated, he gets into his inyonim, and he has an oimik and so on, it's all different things, so he works hard to find some shita, and he's an inyonim of the ruach, the same way he's less likely to be careful that his shirt is tucked in, and that his teeth are properly brushed, the same way he's less likely to be too concerned with whether this guy whether this guy's in my way or he's not in my way, whether I'm first online or he's first online, whether I get up on my seat on the bus or I don't get up. He has a world that he's in. And the world that he's in doesn't have much room for other people. He has his sheet that they have, their sheet is. So it's very easy for a person who's looking for tachlis and who's in that place of trying to have dveikus b'Hashem, to be dovuk to Hashem, it's very easy for him to think of those things which we call derech eretz, the benam l'chaveros and so on, midas and derech eretz, to think of those things as being that's for amcha beis Yisrael. Politeness, you know, that's not for chosheva people. that's for the artsy as they can mention, for the people from the Eretz people, but the Torah people, that's not their union. The Derech Eretz Kadam LaTorah is saying that Derech Eretz is an emtsoi, is a means of coming to Torah. You have to go through Sefer Bereishis in order to get to Sefer Shemais. You have to go through the Ovis and the Imos and the Shvatim, which are all of the Midas HaKadoshes, in order to be able to come to Anoicha Hashem Lekecha, to the mitzvahs of Torah and what it means to live as a Jew. But it's natural for a person for a bigger person to figure, I don't have to be involved with these kind of pleasantries and small talk and helping somebody clean up the table after a tick, and that's for the shamoshim, for the gaboyim, for that. That's for the amcha beis Yisrael. But I'm a big bal shita. My mind is on shemayim. My mind is on deep things. It's not such an important thing for a person like me to be Isaac in this stuff. So Hashem's Baruch knows it. That's the way people think. And even if they would never articulate such a thing, and if you'd ask them, they'd say, "What do you know? What do you mean?" There's a whole chelik in Torah. And they'll say, "Oh, Rambam's and Rabbeinu Bechai is, on the union of Derech Eretz," but they won't fold up a tablecloth and throw it in the garbage. They'll have pilpulim while the wives are cleaning. Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah is named Tzoy. The Chazal said Derech Eretz is Kadma L'Torah. So that means that it's named Tzoy, the coming to Torah. Just one second here. So he says the natural thing of a person is person thinks I could come to the tachlis without these things, without the emtsoin. I'm using Derech Eretz as an example. That's not all the emtsoin. It's only because this, especially now, it's Erev Shuas, and it's the union of Shabbos Derech Eretz. Without the emtsoin, person thinks that he can get to the shleimus, to ruchnius. Without these kind of things, and without the ins and outs of halacha and so on, how does this halacha have any connection to my ruchnius? I don't see the connection to my ruchnius. There was a person that called. I was talking to 2 weeks ago, and he said he prefers not to daven in a minyan. That doesn't go to minyan. Only comes. Not even Shabbos, every Shabbos. He goes once in a while on Shabbos and Mavarchim or something. He davens much better at B'yichidus. Okay. So we'll see at 120 what's with such a svar to go like that, not to be part of a minyan, to be part of a tzibur. Because why? Because he's shleimus. And he has more shleimus when he's davening by himself. And even though there is such an Eim by Tzaddikim, so he starts to tell me that the division there was like that. So I said, "What do you thought?" I want to ask him, "How do you spell Rishna? How do you spell in Hebrew Rishna?" That you stand by Davin. He thinks he's like the Rishna. He davens by himself. The Rishna is davening with the whole world and every single flower and every single bug. He's davening with, not just with every Jew. In the room that he was in. You have to follow the instructions that we get from above. Which is clear and 100% muskelis. Seichel. Tzvicha lahamed ala emes. Shel hechreich yus emtsoim. Therefore, the Torah had to establish in a clear way the truth of the absolute necessity of all of these means of all of the emtsoim, the yikras godel erkon, and the yoika, the yikras, how precious and great is the value of every single tiny little means to get to the end. How valuable that is. Lefichach, therefore, in yonei teichachas musar v'hadracha kelelus, therefore, when it came to musar and hadracha kelelus and practical guidance, hadracha kelelus, musar, and so on, shem dvarim yisoidim v'tachlisim, that are very basic and tachlisdik, all the Nevi'im. All the Nevi'im were screaming and crying and begging us and yelling at us, filled with Musa. And a person enjoys a good Musa shmuz. To hear a good Musa shmuz and to hear somebody get up and talk about the tachlis of life. Everybody can hear that. That doesn't mean that people follow any of it, but they can enjoy hearing it. The Navi gets up and he talks about the Tachlis, Hashem Echad, and Avodah Zarah is no good, and to talk about all the big things, the big picture of life, and the Navim spoke about what's going to be at the end of time and so on. Aval Advar HaMaisim Shepetar. But the practical day-to-day matters of Yiddishkeit, Shehem be'erach emtsoim u'machshir melatachlis, that are the means that prepare us and bring us to the tachlis that the Nevi'im are talking about, tzichim lesgalas davka aydei nevuas Moshe olav ha'shalom adoin ha'nevi'im. It's amazing. You don't think Moshe Rabbeinu would have liked to give a big talk in Kabbalah and Chassidus, instead of what he was, the whole Chumash, what he was telling us, especially in Sefer Mishneh Torah, was that Tzaddikim, the Yidda Kaddish, all the Tzaddikim said that the biggest Musa Sefer in the world is Sefer Devarim. And the Yidda Kaddish used to cry, used to open Sefer Devarim. And he used to cry, we'd read over Mishneh Torah. We'd read over Sefer Devarim. You think Moshe Rabbeinu, like people are thinking, why, it's such a shame. That if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been by the Sfasams, he could have said over a lot better stuff than he says over. Well, you look at the Sfasams. It's not fun to read Chumash Rashi. Read the Sfasams and Parshas Noso. It's not the, you know, we feel bad, like Moshe Rabbeinu was saying things. But he didn't get to the Inyan. He didn't get to the Avodah, he didn't get to the Shleimus, he didn't get to the Tachlis, he didn't get to the Chassidus, and Kabbalah, and Pnimius, and to the Musar. He just says like, so Nosa Zvoish, B'nai Gershon, Gamheim, Rav Leibel says, what does it mean, B'nai Gershon? B'nai Gershon means Yidden who are Mugaroshim, who feel that they've been pushed aside in life, that they have no place, that they've been cut off from the Jewish people because of their Averis. Gamheim, Rav Leibel says, Gamheim, tell them that they also are loved by Hashem, they also belong with Hashem. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say that? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu just say Nosav Negesh and Gamhein? Why did he tell us the Tachlis and talk about Mashiach and all the big things? So Rav Kook says all the Nevi'im could talk about that stuff. All the Nevi'im, all the Svarim, throughout all the generations could talk about all of the interesting stuff and all of the Pnimius and Chitzonius. The Pnimius and the Kabbalah and the Musa, that everybody is. That all the Nevi'im, all the Tzaddikim, that's the Hispashtus of Torah throughout the generations. But it took a Moshe Rabbeinu to give over the Emtsoim, the means. That took a Moshe Rabbeinu to give over. Everybody heard many times what happened with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. And I confirmed this with the Mishpacha, that it's the true story, that they were always complaining in the yeshiva, in Tervidaz, that was complaining that Rabbi Yaakov's Shia was not particularly interesting. It wasn't like a Lomdish Shir. Rabbi Yaakov used to be, Rabbi Yaakov used to be on the blat. He used to learn inside with the guys, the Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, you know, on the blat. And the guys always were upset. They wanted to have a Lomdish Shir, you know, all the Torah, the Raid, the Yeshivas, the, you know, they wanted. And Rabbi Yaakov was always just learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosis inside. And it happened that finally the guys got up. Oh, what happened was that one time Rabbi Yaakov came in and gave the shir, and it was the most unbelievable shir. It was all brisk and lumdus and everything, like it was, the guys were going out of their kelim. It was a fantastic shir. And afterwards the boys went over to thank the yeshiva. They've been begging, you know, they didn't talk to him about it, but they always wanted, so they went over to the yeshiva, they said, Rabbi, you wanted to talk about today's shir? And he says, I know, I apologize. I had a chasna, I got home very late last night, I didn't have time to prepare, I'm sorry. He said, I didn't have time to prepare. So he'd said over the Torah, all the Torah that he knew from his Rebbeim, from 60 years ago, 70 years ago, which he knew inside out, all the yeshiva Torah. He said, I didn't have time to prepare. That's one of the most gewaldige meisim, that meisim. To gewaldige meisim. So everybody's wondering, how come Rav Moshe didn't say, how come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say over like him? Well, the shir wasn't geshmak, you know. The shir is not geshmak. You sit tonight by the table and you open up a chumash and you have the Svarma Kadoshim around and you become a little bit uncomfortable because you don't want to be lacking in Derech Eretz, you know. But you have over here you have the chumash and then you have the Kedushas La'ivin and I'm on the Baruch and the Svarma. And if you're not from the Chiddush types, you have a Rebellia, Lapian, or you'll have another one of the Svarma, of the Tzaddikim from Bala Musa and so on. And you feel bad, because you know you're supposed to be doing this, you know, and you look at the Chumash, but then you realize at some point that I'm only figuring out this Pasuk in Chumash with Rashi so that I can understand what the Svarsamas is going to say on it, or what Rebellia is going to give a shmooze on it. But I'm not really, the tachlis is not Moshe Rabbeinu. The tachlis is to get to the Kedushas Levi. What am I going to do? I can't get to the Kedushas Levi. I don't know what it says in the parasha. It's ridiculous. So you start to, you know, right? So you say to Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, Rabbi, you know, but I hope you forgive me. I'll spend a few minutes on you, but I want to get to the real stuff. You know? I want to get to the Geshmak stuff. The Geshmak stuff is Nisvar. This is not Geshmak, the Chumash. And the Yiddish Kaddish didn't have to take other Svarim. He would open up Sefer Devarim, he'd be crying. He'd say, wow, the Musa, what a Musa, what a Chassidus. And Sefer Devarim. To him, the whole Sefer Devarim is Chassidus and Musa. Was Moshe Rabbeinu speaking directly to us. Not indirectly, but directly to us. But that's exactly what Rav Kook is talking about. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, hear what he says? When it comes to Devarim, HaMaisim Shebetayru, Pshat, Hadvar ma'isim shibatayra, shem be'erach emtsoim, umachshir mal tachlis, that are the means of getting to the tachlis, that the emtsoim umachshirim el tachlis, tzichim lesgalas davka idei nevuas moisha, all of a sudden, had to reveal davka through the nevua of Moshe Rabbeinu in the way of Asplaklaria Hami'ira. Davka in that way, through nevuas moisha. Adoin HaNeviim, the master of all Neviim. V'dugma l'davar, Metzias Chai Olam Haba. That's all the Rishonim talk about. An example of this is Chai Olam Haba. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give one talk about Olam Haba. Doesn't give one talk about Olam Haba. You have to look at all different svar. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't talk about Olam Haba. Shli huskur ki'im b'remozim. It's only hinted at in Teres Moshe. M'pnei shalefi tigbayris erka ha'ichusi dai lo b'zeh. Because according to the great, the powerful value, the great value of Torah Moshe, of Olam Haba and what Olam Haba is, Dailu Bezeh, it's enough that there be a remez, that there be a hint. Everything is in Teres Moshe in a way of hints of Ramos. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say over a shmuz, didn't give over a shir on the Inyan. It's interesting, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu said Beferish, Midvar Sheket Tirchak. He says Beferish, not to lie. He says, lay signal, not to steal. But people are more drawn to Inyonim about Olam Haba and Gilgulim Mashiach than the other. You know, the few things that Moshe Rabbeinu said over a little bit of a Shia, the Olam is not so interested in. Not so interested in that. But Oz Yoshe means that Rashi says, Mikam, the Tchis HaMesim in HaTorah, ooh, Tchis HaMesim in HaTorah. But when Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you want to get to Tchis HaMesim, then don't be a ganav, don't be a liar. All right, look, that's not interesting. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is tchias amesim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, if you're going to be a liar, you're not going to go there. Your whole life is one of fooling yourself and fooling other people. Therefore, according to that instruction that was given from Shemayim, if Moshe Rabbeinu would talk out, would give over more olam habadika things, otherworldly matters, the nature of people to drift to otherworldly things. As I said before, Derech Eretz is very worldly. Derech Eretz. That's not for me. It's not for me. I'm a big person. I got otherworldly matters on my mind. The fact that my mother, who's 50, 60 years old, has got to clean up after me, look, you know, she's not learning. She's not in the sugi of these deep things. She was created to pick up after my wife. It's a whole mitzvah like that. And the guys, you know, they joke around with each other. That's a whole mitzvah. What do you mean? Olam Haba, I'm in the Inyan of Shleimus. I'm in the Inyan of Shleimus. That's for me. My father wants me to do something. He asks me. He says to me, a little Derech Eretz, talk with Derech Eretz. What? Derech Eretz? You don't know what I'm thinking about the whole day. I'm thinking about God the whole day. I'm thinking about the Zohar Kodesh. I'm thinking about Pnimus HaTorah. And you're asking me, I should have Derech Eretz. I should talk to you in a nice way. I should have respect for you. Who are you? What are you? I've heard such things between children and parents. I've heard such things. What? I have to listen to you. Who are you? You're a Baldov or something? I'm in a big Inyan. I'm an Olam Habadika person. So it's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give drushes in Olam Haba. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have explained it more and brought it out more, then Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu says something, he pulls you in. And these matters of Olam Haba and Mashiach, the Shleimus, the Tachathika things, on their own they have a tremendous pull. Tremendous pull. You can go on the online and find books about Jewish spirituality and see, compared to the Isra of Leisignov and Midvar Sheket Tirchak. See what you find online. Google Leisignov and Midvar Sheket Tirchak. Google it. And compare to Jewish mysticism and spirituality. And see what you come up with the numbers. Leisignov. So Moshe Rabbeinu Davke said on these inyanim. It's like Rabbi Yaakov. So the pshat. Sure, everybody likes to hear a fancy shiur. The problem is you don't know what the Gemara is saying. Same thing like with the Chumash, with the Gemara. A person sits and looks at the Gemara for 15 minutes. He's all excited. He's got a chroinim all around his table. He's got these different things. He wants to be able to say over a shir from one of the Rosh Hashivas. He doesn't even know what the Gemara says. He doesn't know what Taisa says. He doesn't understand Rashi. So what are you going to do? He's got to go through the Gemara because it's silly. You can't understand what Reb Shimon is saying, Reb Shmuel Zofsky is saying, if you don't read the Gemara. So he tries to get through the Gemara quickly, and he's impatient, takes what he thinks, so he grabs an art scroll or something. Let me get to the end of this, and then he can open up and he looked at some shiur from Rosh Hashiva, and he can say it over without saying Rosh Hashiva's name usually. He can say over, he has this, he tells his chalus, I have a, he says in shiur. What is it? So Moshe Rabbeinu says over a blat shiur. It's interesting, no? Moshe Rabbeinu says the blat shiur. And everybody said, come on, we know that you could do better than that. Come on. You were for 40 days, 40 nights, that's what you were doing? You might as well have stayed down here and had something to eat. You have to go up 40 days and 40 nights into heaven to come down with this stuff. They have that by the goyim too, they say that. 40 days and 40 nights, and then anachamal, and all of this stuff, and with the fire and the thunder, and the luchas, and throwing, and picking up the pieces, and everybody dying, and all of that for what? All of that drama. All of Shavuos, for what? For this stuff, you could do better than that. So Rav Kook says, when it comes to these things, the Olam Haba Dikah things, the Tachlis Dikah things, the Shleimus Dikah things, the other Nevi'im talk much more about it. Even they didn't, even though they were not, that was not the Inyan, but they spoke more about it. But Moshe Rabbeinu not. These things, you get pulled naturally by these things. Actually, it wouldn't leave you. It wouldn't leave you room for anything else. And that's why the Tzadikim and other Tzadikim said. For instance, they said in learning Chassidus, you have to be. There were many Tzadikim that said. For instance, they said that if you learn only Likuta Maran, you could go completely off. Why? Because Rabbi Nachman's Koyach HaMashiach was so strong. Anybody that's ever spent time learning Rabbi Nachman knows that the Koyach HaMashiach is so strong that it's hard afterwards to open up a Gemara. It's hard to look at any of the other Svarim. When you learn Likutei Maran, you don't know what to do with you. You go crazy. You can't learn anything else. So Satan Rav Schusinger, he financed the first publication of Likutei Maran in America after the war. And he was always pushing Likutei Maran, but he said always with the other Svarim, not just Likutei Maran. Always with the other Svarim. You learn Likutei Maran, it's one of the Svarim HaKadoshim. But if it's only Likutei Maran, well, it's so strong, it's so powerful, it doesn't leave you like a Bechir to do anything else. There's a natural Koyach HaMashiach, Rabbi Nachman, every word that came out from him, such a Koyach HaMashiach, we know that how he was then, and it's grown and grown and grown and grown and strong. You don't have so many thousands of people going to other kvaros like that, except for Rabbi Shimon. It's the Indian of Rabbi Shimon also. It's the Indian of Rabbi Shimon also. And one has to be careful of Rabbi Shimon as well. The Koyach HaMashiach is unbelievable. And it actually, HaYamniach Mokum Metziru Mecheyim, it doesn't leave a place inside the person to think of anything else, to do anything else. And that's you see that Chazal was so against the Indian of calculating the times of Mashiach and getting these in Yon, and you have the people, I'm not talking about the Kadmonim, that there were such things that they were Isaac, and how that was is not for now. You see people that there always these things, and that's why I don't like any of these sensational things that they come out with. There's all these strange things, you know. You remember back years ago when there was the fish that was talking, I don't want to bring up embarrassing things that we have in our recent past. And then there was the Makubal in Yerushalayim that all these things with the strange in Yonim. That, and especially people who have stronger imagination. Strong imagination. It's the Teva. Bechlal has to do with the spheres of Chochmah and Bina, that Ashkenazim have a colder nature and Sfardish have a warmer nature. Ashkenazim are neither more towards the rational, and the Sfardish are neither more towards Pnimius and those in Yom. And therefore you could have a woman, that you could have a person, not just a woman, that could be Mechal Shabbos, Oichel Neves and Trevis, is in Megalai Reis and everything, but is worried that what's God telling me in my dream? I had a bad dream last night. You could have these people that day and night are talking about their Chalomis. The Svadish have 10 times more chalomis than Ashkenazim. Because they're the Teva. There's a reason for that. The Koyach HaDimin is very strong. Very, very strong. in Kedusha as well. It's very strong. In Pnimius HaTorah as well. Dreams. Everybody wants to know, what is the dream? What does it mean? What does this mean? What's a dream? What is it to dream? So what do you mean if it's a dream? Yeah, walk over the head and put on your, get up and go daven. It's the dream. Well, what are you dreaming during the Shia? That's what you're dreaming. Shademes hem kulam gamma ilam loy imiraimim reisoy. The truth is, Rav Kook says, that every single emtsoy, meaning every single of those, every single thing in, of the means in halacha and the stories and the simple things, so to speak, they're not, but they look like they're simple, are also, he says, Shademes hem kulam ma'ilam loy umiraimim reisoy. Every single thing that we do, every tiny little thing, it's not just that it's a way to get to the end. It itself is ma'ilam la'imroim, so helps and lifts us up in ways that we can never ever imagine. Batzlochas haklal v'aprat afilu b'hoiva. Batzlocha of the klal, of the community, of the people, v'aprat and the individual person afilu b'hoiva, not just in the end of time, afilu b'hoiva right now, in a very simple and clear way. Afilu b'hoiva. V'ahavas Hashem mitzad atzma, she'ayla al kol. The highest thing is to have a havas Hashem, love of God. She'ayla al kol, which is higher than everything. Im kol chiluf ha'makaris ha'protein, with all the different ways that each person experiences that and feels that, and where it comes from with inside of him. She'asoid ha'ahava nimshach mehem, where the ahava comes from in a person. V'ak achakach. So Rav Kook is alluding to the Gemara here, to the Mishnah in Brachas. The Mishnah in Brachas, let me just, before we have to go over this sentence and before we finish this Eve. The Mishnah Brachas that's brought down here in Perek Tes, you see in the footnote. The Mishnah there tells us that Kol Chaysmei Brachas Shahi B'Migdash, that unlike us, when we hear a bracha, our chesimah to the bracha we say is Amen. But the Mishnah says there in Brachas that Kol Chaysmei Brachas Shahi B'Migdash Hayu Aimrim Min Ha'Olam. The chesimah would be, they would end and say Min Ha'Olam. And then the Mishnah says, "Mshekilkul haminim," when the strength, when the apikarsim, the minim, who didn't believe in Mashiach and Olam Haba and Schar V'Einish and so on, when they were becoming stronger and stronger, the minim, "Mshekilkul haminim," from Ein Olam Ela Echad, and these apikarsim said, "There's no other world. There's only one world." So then Hiskinu, then Chazal were misakein. Then the Beis Hamikdash, Yomim Min Ha'Olam Ve'Ad Ha'Olam. Then they made a takana that the chesima of the brachas in the Beis Hamikdash should be not just Min Ha'Olam, but Min Ha'Olam Ve'Ad Ha'Olam. That it's not just one world; it's Min Ha'Olam Ve'Ad Ha'Olam, and the other world. So if Kook is explaining that they had to make a whole takana, think about what that means. Hiskinu, they made a takana. Then the Beis Hamikdash, they should add in the and mention something about the next world. They made a takana. Hiskinu. They made a takana. Shiu oimer min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. Really, the emes is, everything is kept very covered and very quiet, and we stick just to the meat and potatoes of being a Jew, and that's the avoida from day to day, and the other things, of course, inside of oneself, but because Mishakilkul Haminim, that because the problems that we have with these apikarsim are going around, there's no other world, there's no next world. So Hiskinu, so they had to have like a whole conference. And the whole Yeshiva's Besdin, the whole Sanhedrin had to come together. And they said, you know what, make Min Ha'olam Ve'ad Ha'olam. Okay, we'll put it in. We'll put it in to say that there's another world, to talk openly, to say Min Ha'olam Ve'ad Ha'olam. Until that time they didn't do it. So Mishakilkul Haminim. So we understand that in our times, in our days, you have to have a million books about these things because Mishakilkul, Mishakilkul, Mishakilkul. It's already, the goal is going on for so many years. So people don't believe in anything, so they have to talk a lot about the next world. Just like I said many times, you see how the machzor has gotten so much fatter over the years. A person who learned this in you knows that we didn't have things like this. Rosh Hashanah Kippur, back at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah Kippur, didn't have a whole thing like that. I'm talking about even before the English, where you have to have someone else carry it with you. What was Davening Rosh Hashanah Kippur? Just the basic Shemoneh Esrei that we had, the basic tefillos. Wasn't with any of the piyut. It didn't have any of the extra stuff. Over time, it picked up so much extra stuff. Why? Because to get one tier, as idiots like us, you need 2,000 pages. You didn't need that by our buggies and by our Zaydis. They didn't need that. Before they opened their mouth, I remember as a child, to my father, when we would go to Williamsburg, I'd go to the Satmar Rebbe. My father would take me to our cousins there, and we'd go to the Satmar Rebbe. I'm telling you, I remember as a kid, I mean, I was at that time, I don't know, I was there even as a teenager, even though, but I remember as a child, it left such a ration on me. I remember when he walked in. The Satmar Rebbe walked in. The Eidlum was waiting, the Satmar Rebbe walked in. I didn't know what happened. Hundreds of people started to cry. They started to shake. First they're shaking, and then they start to cry. And my father also. They start to cry. I don't know what happened here. Everybody started to cry. He didn't say a word. And everybody started to cry. Just when he came in. So the Sanhedrin sat down, and they said, you know, Mishakilkul Haminim, people having a hard time with their amunah, because of all these guys that are running around with this stuff, this apikorsis. So they added on to say, okay, say something. Min ha'olam, ve'ad ha'olam. All right, we'll put in the extra ve'ad ha'olam, we'll talk about olam haba in that way. Over the years, we have to talk a lot more about these things because people, but that's not because of our madrega that we're on. But the machzor that got so fat is because we're not Bali Madrega, so we need all of these extra things. Obviously, that only works if you're a person that you're thinking about what you're saying. If not, it's just a big tir. But all of these extra things, just like all the extra sram that we have. Because the nakuda doesn't, we can't manage with the nakuda. So there's a hispashtus of tefillos and hispashtus of Torah in such a way. So the Shekilkul Haminim Hiskinu. So in the Minim Makalkil, so if Cook says, brings down the Mishnah. So then the Mishnah says that they added Min Ha'Oilam V'Adolam. Let's go back inside. V'Achakakshin is much that really love is something which is a very personal and private thing. You don't have to talk about the Hegeshim, the Shleimus that a Yid has, the feelings that he has for Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't spoken out. Only afterwards, V'Achakakshin is much that Ha'Kara, when things started to shake, and when things start to fall apart, because of all these apikars and it was golus and chumbes and mikdash, you know, everything was getting messed up. And the apikars was saying there's only one world. They had to make a takanim in ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. So now you have to. So I'm not embarrassed to say this. I've said this before in the shul. I never ever heard my father never said to me the words, I love you. I never heard such a nusach from my father. And if he would say such a thing, I'd be very uncomfortable and embarrassed. I never heard him say such a nusach. It's only the last 3 years that he started to kiss me. The last 3 years. I remember when my father first saw this, he said, what is this? What is this? Girls here, the cabbies kissing. What? He doesn't like that the men. He says, what did we do? He says, we didn't hire him, we didn't do that. We didn't have kissing like this. But in the last couple of years, my father's also, and I go along with it. It's a funny thing for me. I never had all the years from my father. And to say a nusach like that, it was something that was unspoken, but was infinitely clearer than all the I love you, darshanim, you understand? Now with parents, every time they say to the kids, I love you, I love you, I love you, and the kid knows that, oh boy, this is going to be, it's going to be a bad day today. My father said to me 3 times today, I love you. Oh, I wonder what he's got planned for me today. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? You know, Yankee, I want to tell you something. I really love you. Yeah. But if you do that again, if you do that again, I'm not, you know, you're going to have to stay in your room for the next 3 nights without any food. You know, when you hear the words, I love you, it's, uh-oh. What's coming up now? It was an Indian. I'm not talking about the women. That was something there's an avoda that Hashem Yisbarach wanted such a thing. There should be more open. But with the men, it wasn't such an Indian. I never ever heard once in all these my father say those words. But I was roye as a kailas, like it says by Maimon HaSinai. I saw the sounds and everything that he's every look that he gave me and every single thing that he did. I always saw that. I never had any strikers about it. I never needed any therapy for that Indian at all. I need for other Inyana maybe. That, I'm not denying that, but I never needed for that Inyan. That's sugi I never needed, which is the ikka sugi of life. That's the main sugi of life. Most of the aggravation that people have later on is because something was off in that, in the shirish of that Inyan of parents and children. So then they had to add on his skino that he had to, all right, so we'll have to say I had a little bit. So they added on ha'olam va'ad ha'olam, but it was a concession. It's unbelievable. All right, so Hashem says, okay, I love you, I love you. Min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. He added in the next word. He didn't have to tell us that in the past. Min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. Didn't have to say that. Kedei la'chziru l'mamod ha'roi, because it was necessary to keep things the way that it was, but it was getting lost because of what was happening. So you have to understand, so nowadays we have to learn much more Pnimis Torah than the old days. We have to learn more Pnimis, more Pnimis. We have to go into that place of I love you and more than ever before. We have to always be very, very careful that it should be in proper proportion to the practical learning of Halacha, and Chumash, and Navi, and Gemara, and Mishnayis, and so on. Be very careful. Those matter, the simple everyday things of Halacha and Gemara, so you need to have a special way to make them interesting, and to draw people in. Because by nature, they're not, by nature, that's not as exciting as the other stuff. And we have to teach this generation how important and how valuable these practical halachas are and what it means to learn Mishnayis and Gemara and to learn halacha and to learn Chumash and Rashi. You have to be very, very clear with this. And to make it interesting and to try to make it more exciting, we have to try. But when it comes to Pnimius, it speaks for itself. Shahakara Pnimius HaKlolis. When it comes to Gemara and Mishnayis and Halacha, you have to put a lot of time into it, spend a lot of time. Because by nature, the people are not going to do it. They'd rather not do it. It's not everybody, but a lot of people would rather not. It's not a natural Mashiach to that. When it comes to Akar Pnimis, Akalos, Mesapekas, Lobemiyud Kamus, it's enough. When it comes to Pnimis, Chassidus, in proportion, if you do less, but because you're so naturally connected to that, It'll bear fruit in your life. You don't divide the schedule 2 hours of Nigla and 2 hours of Nister. If you have a half hour, I'm just giving you an example, I'm not saying if you have a half hour of Nister and you have 3-4 hours of Nigla, the half hour it ignites you because that's what you connect to. We need more nowadays than before. So we see in the earlier days our parents and grandparents didn't have a shaykh to get mostly to these things, except for some people. So we need now. But the ratio still have to be careful. Only a little bit. Since it has such a powerful pull, it's a magnetic pull. Pnimius. So if you spend less time on it, it's gonna achieve the desired impact. It's going to achieve what it needs to achieve. You can't do without it nowadays. Absolutely not. Rav Kook, especially beginning in Perek Tes, the rest of the sefer is on that Indian of learning Pnimius. You can't do without it. But you have to be careful with the ratio. Davka ideze tiskayim atar b'Yisrael. Karoi The Torah ba'ira hagadol. Only in this way will the Torah, Davka gezet tiskayim atarav Yisrael, will the Torah remain with us in the right way. The Torah and will shine ba'ira hagadol with a great light. Only in such a way, in this, with this kind of a balance, with both, but to be careful with this type of balance. Then the light of Torah, I think that's a good way to end before Yom Tov. Davka gezet tiskayim atarav Yisrael karoy v'Torah ba'ira hagadol, will shine with this great light. Julie, what I'm talking about Shavuos night is the union of the relationship between Nigla and Nistar.